marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Kelly, honey, hurry up! Daddy will be home any minute with our presents. Oh, and did you dress for the annual Bundy Christmas feast at Denny's?
Is this okay, Mom? I haven't worn it since Grandma's funeral.
Well, it did knock 20% off the embalming. Hey, maybe they'll give us a deal on the Christmas platter. Okay, come help me make snow cones for Daddy. Bud, hurry up! We can't make them without you!
Here's the snow!
Okay, who wants lime?
I do.
Hand me the mouthwash.
I want cherry.
Okay, give me the cough syrup. Oh, it's really beginning to feel like Christmas, isn't it, kids?
Do you remember when we couldn't afford snow cones?
Yep. Life is good.
Daddy!
Oh. Daddy!
Give me!
Now, kids, give your father a chance to relax. Make room.
I think we've fallen a tad short of the true meaning of Christmas. It's about love, about family.
I think something's rotten in the state of Denver, Mom.
Don't worry. Even a dullard like your father isn't stupid enough to come home without presents.
I don't like the looks of this, Mom.
Yeah. He does have that just-plugged-the-toilet grin on his face.
I think he's empty.
Let's check it out. So, Al, I notice you're not burdened down with presents for your loving family. Are they, in the car?
Well, no.
Are they, being delivered?
No.
Are they invisible?
Well, you guys get to ask the good questions. If for once you let me go first, I would have asked if they were being delivered.
Shh, honey. Okay, Al. Enough of this loving family crap. What did you do?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Peg. You see, I was coming home with great presents when I was surrounded by a band of bears and Indians. See, normally you wouldn't think the two would get along, but there they were. I fought them with everything that I had, but they took all my presents, and they flew away.
Oh, Daddy, are you okay?
Rest, Kelly. Snookums, you know, if you really did come home with no presents, we wouldn't mind, would we, kids?
No, Mom.
I would. I mean, no, I wouldn't, Mom.
We love our Daddy. Right, kids?
Right, Mom?
There. You feel better now, Al?
Yes, I do, Peg.
Then give us our presents.
You do have presents, don't you, Al?
We kissed your hand and called you Daddy.
The bank closed.
Ah, oh, you right. Rotten mullet head.
It wasn't my fault. I did everything that I could.
A real daddy would have held up a liquor store. They're open till 6, you know.
Now, kids, I'm sure your father has a good reason for not taking that money out yesterday. Tell us the reason, Witless.
I wanted to get that extra day of interest.
Oh, that would have been what, about 3 cents, Al?
Hey, that would have been our waitress's tip at Denny's.
Thank your father for flushing another Christmas, kids.
Thanks, Dad.
Just because we don't have presents doesn't mean we can't have Christmas.
Daddy, Christmas without presents is like Thanksgiving without pizza.
Oh, well, I suppose there are a lot of families much worse off than us at Christmas. Of course, they're all living in trees and worshiping sticks. But let's make the best of it. Let's go to Denny's. I have $8. That's enough for 3 of us to eat.
I guess we'll all have to draw straws. Well, I don't mind doing that. Of course, I don't think I should be the one to have to do it since I do work all year. I am going to buy presents on the 26th. But I think, to be fair, I'll have to... Bring me back some pie crust. Well, Buck, old friend, I guess it's just you and me, huh, boy?
Fine.
I don't care. Enjoy my holiday. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Just the dogs. Just the man who's losing his mind. Beautiful sight, happy tonight. Oh, please, somebody shoot me.
Hey, Bundy, my family got me a new TV set for Christmas. What are you getting?
Well, if I was one of the guys down in the post office, Donnelly, I'd be unwrapping your wife.
Excuse me, Marcy. I'm Al. Do you know where I live?
Why didn't you let me in the bank, Marcy?
I was going to, but I got so sleepy. I guess I fell asleep. Oh, but you gotta see this. Some bimbo got so smashed, she Xeroxed her behind. Everybody got one. Oh, imagine the humiliation when she shows up for work Monday morning.
Yeah, it's a Christmas to remember, all right. Well, let's get you home. Now, we'll hail a cab. Tell him to take you to Dock 43. Walk up to the first toothless man you see, show him this picture, and you're home.
Thank you, Al. Don't tell anybody, but I'm gonna go throw up in your next door neighbor's mailbox. Look at this scrawny little thing.
Let's see how the lights work. That's just great. They hang there all year long, the one lousy time you want them to work. That's a wonderful life. I don't know. Sometimes I think it might have been better if I was never born.
Hey, buddy. You all right?
There you are.
Well, thanks, buddy. Who are you?
I'm a guardian angel. In fact, I'm looking for an Al Bundy. Do you know an Al Bundy?
I'm Al Bundy.
No! Would you stop playing Nintendo up there for a minute? What mess have you got me into? What have you done to me?
buddy. How about I go get my gun and shoot you with a nice silver bullet? Would you like that, buddy?
You just have to give me a minute with this, Bundy. I thought I was here to save a human soul. That's all right. Never mind. Hold on. Oh, thanks a lot! You can turn water into wine, but you can't see me with any booze, huh?
Get it? You're one of my wife's relatives. I've never seen one upright before.
No, much like a neutered dog, you don't get it, Bundy. Read my lips. I'm your guardian angel.
Oh, I see. Hell, I got to apologize. I just thought you were a nut. Well, I'll get my guitar and call Elvis. The three of us will rock in the new year.
Hey, this is no sleigh ride for me either, Bundy. Usually on Christmas, I'd be over Moses' house. I'd be out by the pool. Wait for the new guy to jump off the board, and then mow parts of the water. Now that's Christmas! That's Christmas, man. Yeah, but I sort of fell from grace. They called me scalping tickets to a Jimi Hendrix concert. Yeah, here I am. But that's enough about me. What's it going to take to convince you that I'm your guardian angel?
Fly around, play a harp.
Hey, I'm an angel, not Tommy Tune. I see it's the old standby, huh? Tell you what, make a wish. Anything, off the top of your head.
Make my Christmas lights work. That's amazing. You are an angel. Hey, I want another wish. Aren't you supposed to get three?
Hey, don't be a wish pig, Bundy, all right? You want the three wishes? Get a genie. Besides, anything that I can't get a receipt for comes out of my own pocket.
Oh, come on. Just give me one more. Turn the lights back off and give me the hee-haw girls.
I'm just sitting around waiting for them to die myself. I know you think you got it tough. Your wife doesn't respect you. Your kids think you're a failure. A good day for you is when you don't come across any new foot diseases. Believe me, I sympathize. But you think your life reeks? Take a whiff of mine, pal. My wife gained 100 pounds for every year we were married. We had two kids, I think. She ate them, I don't know. I hated driving home so much I had vanity plates written up that said, hit me. But despite it all, she loved me. You know how I know? Because she told me! Oh, yeah, when I was at work, she loved my father, my brother, my bookie. But when I found my grandfather's teeth in my bed, under the pillow, then I knew there was trouble in paradise. That's what I did what any other man would do, Bundy. I canceled my insurance and I hung myself. Showed her, huh?
And you're here to help me, huh?
That I am, my man. See, if I help you, I get my wings. And that means a lot up there, especially with the chicks. If I get my wings, I get to pick up on the girls who died young.
Well, that sounds great for you, but what are you going to do for me? Show me that my life can only get worse? What are you going to do? Give me two more wives, three more kids? Make me a White Sox fan?
No, Bundy, we're going to take a little trip. Just like you wondered, I'm going to show you what it'd been like if you'd never been born. Let's party.
Hey, it's me and my angel.
She doesn't know you're there, Bundy. Just like when you're having sex.
Wait a second. She's cooking. She told me she was allergic to fire.
Gee, that's weird. I guess after I died, women started lying, huh? Well, I tell you, if they ever start using sex to get what they want, I'm out of here.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, you're home a trifle late, dear.
Oh, yes, I know. Regrettable, but necessary. I had to stop on the way home to soundly thrash a bully who was making lewd and suggestive comments to some female school chums. Oh, Mother, when will men realize that the delicate flower of womanhood must be allowed to bloom in freedom?
You're such a fine young man. I knew it would pay to breastfeed you till you were nine. Dear?
Oh, no. I could never take money from you. You and Father have given me the greatest gift of all, the gift of life.
Would he feel it if I kicked him?
No, but for a little extra cash, I could give him your dog's face.
Would you take an IOU?
It's not from him.
Hello, Mama. I'm home from college.
College? She flunked lunch in high school.
Good news. They're publishing my poetry in French.
Oh,
Budrick. You look fabulous. You really must be popular with the ladies.
Well, I've broken a few hearts, but gained some good friends. And you, dear sister, are you still frigid?
Yes, but pleasures of the flesh muddy the thinking.
She's right, you know. I saved myself for marriage.
Oh, come on! The football team retired her jersey. I mean, what kind of guy would marry her if she wasn't putting out?
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
It's Daddy! Oh,
family!
Oh, Daddy!
Dear heart!
There they go again.
You know those wings you've been wanting?
Yeah.
You think you could make a pair out of this guy's kidneys?
Hey, don't worry about him, Bunny. I checked into his future. By the time he's 60, his stomach is so ulcerated that... Oh, well, that's you. Sorry.
So, how was your day, honey?
Oh, wonderful. As every day since we met.
Am I the only one who can taste the bile?
Oh, by the way, dear, I didn't have a chance to finish the Christmas cookies. I had a run-in with a shoe salesman today.
There she goes. She's leaving them. No one can resist a shoe salesman.
I was only trying on shoes for a couple of hours, and he barked at me. He was a rude, smelly, uneducated little man.
Imagine a grown man selling shoes for a living. Well, let us remember the old adage. I lamented I had no shoes until I saw the man who sold them. Well, I'll bet you're all wondering where your presents are.
Oh, Father, you needn't get us anything.
What?
Yes, your love and guidance all these years means more to us than any store-bought bauble.
Oh, I just love you guys so much.
Well, gee, this was fun. What do we do next? Go back in time to the day I should have been conceived and watch my father invent the condom?
Time travel for me, it gives me the runs. Besides, Bundy, you're the one who wanted to see what life would be like if you'd never been born. So grin and bear it.
Family, I have a little announcement. I do have a special Christmas present for everyone. I've watched you all suffer in this hovel for years, but over the years, I've been saving. And that, along with Mommy's sewing money, has allowed me to buy us a new house. A mansion, really. So how about joining me in a Wojablonski?
Wojablonski!
Norman, what a special Christmas. Let's just stand here and love each other. Kids.
I love you.
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 Now that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I'm sorry, Bundy, I failed you. I was supposed to show you why you should live, but I can't think of one darn reason. I'll never get my wings now. And you know what kind of woman you get in heaven driving around a 78 Pinto? The same kind of woman you get down here driving around a 78 Pinto. God, I'm depressed.
Wait a second. I want to be back with my family.
Why?
Look at them. They're happy. Not a care in the world. You think I'm going to let that happen after all the grief they put me through? I want to live.
Honey, are you serious? That means I'm going to be an angel. I'm going to get my wings. I'm going to be a real angel. But first I'm going to go take a look at my ex-wife.
You really did love her, huh?
No, I just want to put a package of ding-dongs just out of reach of her pork pie fingers. And then as she uses that 1,000-pound bulk over the table, lifts up three of her chins so she's able to put one of them into her mouth, I'm going to turn them into me, a 20-year-old rotting corpse. How do you like that, Thelma? Daddy's home for Christmas, you pig, you slut. Take a bite of this shit.
Get up!
Peg! You know me?
Well, of course I know you. Why do you think I didn't help you up? Come on, kids, let's go inside. Knowing your father, he'll catch pneumonia, cough on us, and we'll all get sick. Out of the way, Al.
Well, you're right, man.
Fred, quick! What's more important, love or money?
Well, money, Dad. I can always rent love.
Kelly, quick! What's the color of an orange?
No multiple choice? You mean just straight off the top of my head?
No, don't worry about it, Pumpkin. Peg, bake me some Christmas cookies.
Drop dead, Al.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood. You know, they raised the Christmas platter at Denny's 50 cents. So we had to go to the Spud Hut for their holiday tater feast. Thanks a lot, Al. This is the worst Christmas I've ever had.
Yeah, me too. This reeks.
Just a regular orange?
I've got my family back.
Okay, Heaven, I'm back. Open up the gates. What do you mean, where's my badge? It's in my luggage. They lost my luggage.
And once again,
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow,
it's beginning to look